Shalom, mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. Where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, oh, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. And I pray that everyone listening to us right now would have the same passion for God as my guest, Lydia Stanley. Lydia was a pastor's kid, and she never knew what it was to backslide. And Lydia, you know, I hear a lot of Christians saying, I wish I had a testimony like you, Sid, where you were involved in the New Age and things of the world. You have no idea, Lydia, how much better it is, your testimony, than mine. You didn't have to get rid of all of that junk.
No, sir, I didn't. You know, but I was touched at such a young age that all I wanted was the presence of the Lord. And
by the way, for those that didn't listen yesterday, Lydia Stanley is the worship leader for the Bay of the Holy Spirit revival in Mobile, Alabama, the one that is being pastored by Pastor John Kilpatrick, and they're having so many major miracles that are going on, but there's reasons for these miracles, and I want to tell you, I look for keys, if you will. You can't treat God as a formula God. He's a person, but there are keys to the release of the miraculous. And one of the keys to the release of the miraculous is worship. And I want to find out from Lydia, as just a young girl, you and your friends would go to your dad's church and you would just worship. How did you find friends that were interested in worshiping just like you?
Well, there weren't many.
I would think there were not.
There weren't many, but we would, that was our... That's what we did for fun. We would go to the church, and my brother would play the drums, and I would play the keyboard, and we'd have folks singing and folks playing other instruments, and we would spend hours and hours. We were, you know, the Lord would give songs, and we were just learning how to write songs, and, you know, we would spend time in that sanctuary just worshiping the Lord, and He would come, and He would touch us, and that's how we spent our time. That was the highlight of our week. That's what we would do.
Now, little birdie told me that you're the type of person that you don't want the focus on you. You don't want to be, you don't even want to be up front. All you want to do is worship God. But after you got hit, and hit is the right word, by the kavod, the glory of God was so weighty at the Brownsville Revival. You went there as a 12-year-old child, and you went all the way through their school, and you interned there. But as you, when you got hit, you immediately were transformed. How does someone change from being such an introvert to being the leader of worship and not caring what anyone thinks?
Do you know, it had to be God, because my whole family sings or plays, and I mean literally the entire family is musical. So I would have nothing to do with it. I didn't want to be on the platform. As a matter of fact, I hid behind the pews in the church because I didn't want anything to do with it. But when I was a little girl at Brownsville one night, in May, after we had initially got in touch when we first went, one night in May of 1996, Pastor and Steve actually prayed for me and my family on the platform. And while we were on the platform, Lendell Cooley, that was the worship leader at the Browns Revival, began to sing a song, and the lyric was, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon you, because He's anointed you to preach good news." And it went through that entire passage of Scripture in Isaiah. And he sang that over me, and he didn't know me. He didn't know who I was, and I didn't know him. But from that night until today, I mean, I got up leading worship. That was it. I got up leading worship. It was just a done deal. And I did. I went from being so completely afraid of being on a platform or anything like that to I just don't care. I don't care anymore, and I haven't cared since that night I got up.
You know, and speaking of worship, you know what I think is amazing? You hear songs that are downloaded from heaven. And other people hear it too. Tell me, give me an example.
Well, you know, one night, one of the songs that's been powerful in the revival is a song that the Lord gave us called Even So Come. And actually, I had just been in my home getting ready for a service one night. This was prior to the revival breaking out, actually. But I just began to hear the song. I could hear the song in my spirit, the first part of the chorus. And we wrote that down, and that's actually been powerful in the revival. We sang that song in the revival many nights. But then there's nights that we'll have additional instruments playing with us, and people in the congregation have actually sent emails about it. I remember one night that we heard a flute, and I looked at one of my co-leaders, and I said, "Do you hear that?" And she said, "I do." And then over the course of the next day or so, we were inundated with emails about people having heard the same instrument.
Tell me briefly about one miracle. There's one in particular I'm interested in, but you have so many miracles that happen. And let me tell you a key. Most of these miracles take place during worship. Tell me about Juanita from Texas.
I would love to tell you about Juanita from Texas. My goodness, what a miracle that was. We had just been worshiping one night in the revival, and in the midst of that flow, Nathan, the evangelist, got up and began to give words of knowledge, and he actually called for deaf people to come and join him on the platform, and he was going to pray for them. And usually, I mean, Nathan's done that many, many times, and usually we see people, they'll have some kind of partial deafness, and then they'll, you know, of course, we've seen that healed many, many times. But this particular night, Juanita came up on the platform. We didn't know her. We had never met Juanita. She brought her interpreter, and Juanita was deaf and dumb and had been deaf and dumb from birth. And, of course, when you're born deaf and dumb, the part of your brain that deals with speech, it's not even developed. It hasn't even ever been used. So, I mean, for her to come and for the Lord to heal her, that was an extraordinary thing. And while we were worshiping, while he was calling out that word of knowledge, he prayed for her. And usually he will ask people, "Are you hearing me?" And they've got partial hearing, so they'll say, "Well, it's improving." But she couldn't even do that. So as he began to snap his finger by her ears, I will never forget her face. She was only stood about 3 feet away from my piano. I will never forget her face. It looked like a child on Christmas morning. And she lit up, and she began to scream and snap her fingers like, "I'm hearing you, I'm hearing you." She started signing, "Thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus." She started hearing for the very first time, only 3 feet away from my keyboard. And as the night went on, it was just like the Lord was turning the volume button up. And suddenly, she started making all these motions as though she were playing drums, and her interpreter, she started signing just furiously to her interpreter, and she was signing that she was hearing the drums for the very first time. That was the very first time she'd ever heard a drummer. So we cranked it up, and we started playing again, and then, you know, Nathan was ministering, he prayed for her again a few minutes later as we sang a song called "You Are Holy." Juanita spoke her very first word right there on the platform, and it was the word "holy."
You know, I would like you to hear from this wonderful CD that was recorded live under that tangible anointing that's going on at the Bay of the Holy Spirit, where so many miracles are taking place. And the thing that's so wonderful about Lydia Stanley's new CD is that it's the best of the best. You know, Catherine Coleman used to know what songs the Holy Spirit liked. And Lydia knows what songs the Holy Spirit likes. And so one of the first words this girl had to say that was born totally deaf, Juanita from Texas, one of the first words she said was "holy." I want you to get Lydia Stanley's brand new CD. I want you to get the 4 DVDs that show the highlights of this great revival. And in my opinion, I've been to the revival and I love it. I'd like to go there every day. But those DVDs, because they caught the highlights, of when the Spirit of God descended in throughout the entire revival, it's even stronger. Can you picture what your house would be like if you ran those DVDs? You see the miracles. And there is the power of the testimony. People get healed when they hear about healings. And that's all released in your home. I can't think of a greater gift for you to give yourself than the four CDs and Lydia Stanley's brand new worship CD called Bay of the Holy Spirit Revival Worship. And we're making that available for a gift of $45. And I'd like you to remember the first word that Juanita said was holy. First time in our entire life. Let's hear, holy are you, Lord.
There is no one, no one like you. Wonderful God, you are amazing. You created a people to sing. Sing.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.